Audio 12.1.
1.
The best ad I've seen had a serious point, but it was actually really amusing. There were three guys sitting outside somewhere in Australia. There was a house behind them and the light was on. One of them asked another one to go and turn the light off because it was Earth Hour. You know, every year it's 1 hour when everyone around the world is supposed to turn off their lights to save energy and make people think about using less electricity. Anyway, the man couldn't be bothered to turn the light off. He said it was just one light and it wouldn't make any difference. Then, suddenly, he saw a huge cloud of moths coming towards them. Maybe every moth in Australia was heading for their light because all the others had been switched off. I really think that the most effective adverts are those that make people laugh.
2.
I saw an amazing ad to raise our awareness of the problems homeless people have. It said that the weather was one of the biggest problems homeless people have, and that during the previous winter, many of them had died. However, because they were homeless, no one really noticed them. So in Germany, Switzerland, Russia, and a few other countries, they asked homeless people to present the weather forecast on TV. This helped people watching to see them as real people, just like them, and lots of them were offered help and jobs. They are now hoping more countries will do it next year.
3.
I really liked a public service ad called The Impossible Texting and Driving Test. It was really clever. It was made in Belgium, and the point was to persuade people not to send texts on their mobile phones while driving. Of course, no one likes being told not to do something. Well, I don't anyway. So they decided the best way to convince people that it's a stupid idea was to show what happens when you actually force people to text and drive. So the ad shows real people learning to drive at a driving school in Brussels. The instructor told them that a new law had been passed and that they now had to prove they could use a mobile phone while driving. Of course, no one could do it, and there were lots of silly little accidents.